Blog Talk Radio.
Radio, shout out to India Morrell and Larry Good.
What up?
Tony Steph. Welcome to the show of a lifetime. Grab a quarter out of ounce of blow and some white wine. If you will turn up your radio, this is high time. I get paid to stand up on the stage. This is my grind. India Morrell, sexy as hell. I cannot lie. Think you ate that pretty little shape and them tight eyes. Oh my goodness, did she ever let this little guy try? I'ma go to distance, eat that pussy like a pot pie. And yep, I get gigantic bucks. I'm in Hollywood with some women that be looking as pretty as Ari Good. You ain't even gotta tell me I'm the shit, cause I know. Go ahead and heal me. Get a whiff of the dope. Take you higher than you ever been before. That's a fact. If you fuck with Dollhouse Radio, then where you at? Everybody get your motherfucking hands up high and try your best to reach and touch the sky. Cause we finna turn it up. Tell me, nigga, you tell me. As far as I'm concerned, it's the motherfucking Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed. They turned up to the max. Man, it's Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed. They turned up to the max. Damn.
What's up? This your girl, Miss STL, Miss AKA. I'm in the building. You know what it is, man. You are now tuned in. We'll all talk no filter right here on the one and only Dollhouse Radio. Get at your girl on that MZ underscore STL at Twitter. Let's chop it up. Get at us at the show page, All Talk No Filter at Twitter. We do follow back. And hit us up at Dollhouse Radio, Dollhouse underscore radio at Twitter. Got a great show lined up for y'all because you know what it is. That's just what we do. Let me go ahead and get the – well, I was going to say get the two-thirds of this dynasty on the line, but Niecy Honey Dip is running behind, you know what I'm saying, because she out in Vegas doing her thing, you know what I'm saying, post-AVN action. But my dude, that dude, Rev Star, what's the deal, baby?
Yeah. What's up, everybody? It's your boy, Rap Star. What up, STL? Shout out to Niecy doing her thing in Las Vegas.
You did.
What's poppin'?
I know she, you know what I'm saying? She was doing some red carpet action live last night, you know what I'm saying, for the AVN. So I can't wait till she go and drop in and she'll give us some post-AVN action, you know what I'm saying? But what's good with you, Rap Star? You good, my dude?
Yeah, I'm good, man. I'm chilling on this Sunday night. You know, I got my black and mild ready, man. Spicy cooking some dinner right now. I'm just good to be here, get the show popped. You know what I'm saying?
You already know what to do, man. But we're going to go ahead. Let's go and get up into these Dollhouse announcements real quick. And when we come back, get into that where they do that at. I know Rap Star got some for us because that boy crazy. Let's get it, Dollhouse. Let's go.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We are home of the indie artists and your number one source for porn star gossip, music, entertainment news, and no filter fun. Check out our shows weekly. We've got Real Talk airing every Monday at 8 p.m., Hot Sugar Tea airing every Friday at 11 p.m., and our newest show, All Talk No Filter, airing Sundays at 6 p.m. All shows air Eastern Standard Time. We've got a hot new indie artist show coming soon called The Takeover, an entire hour dedicated to spinning nothing but the hottest in indie music. If you want your song to make the playlist, email us your MP3 and your social media handles to thetakeoverdhr@gmail.com. Make sure you visit us on the net at www.hotsugartea.com and follow us on Twitter at @DalHouse_radio and on Instagram at @DalHouseRadio and at Hot Sugar Tea. And now, back to your program.
Yeah, what's up? If you just tuning in, you are here with All Talk No Filters on the one and only Dow House Radio. Get at us 646-595-4038. We always switching it around to different shit. So if you ever want to say something, just push the one. If you push it by mistake, push it again. It'll take it back. But let's see, Rap Star, my dude, where they do that at? What's good with it?
Hey, shout out to all the scientists out there. The scientists is crazy. They doing weird shit, big shit. Where they do that at? I don't want to keep going on the same subject. It kind of seems redundant, but after when I had seen what I seen, I thought it definitely deserved a where they do that at. Do you know? Speaking of the sex dolls, you know what I'm saying? You know, the sex dolls that's generating a lot of interest on social media. Yeah, that's pretty much all you see is sex dolls this, sex dolls that. Well, guess what? You know they actually created sex dolls for people who are pedophiles. So they have sex dolls of children. Yes, they have sex dolls of children. So that I guess they was trying to say that this would cure attacks, or this would lessen attacks of people who are sexual predators on children. So they created these sex dolls that are childlike. It's very disturbing. Very, very, very disturbing. Where the hell they do that at? I wish Niecy was right here so she can say some shit on the subject. SPL, what you think?
My thing about that is, I applaud them in a sense for trying some sort of tact. However, if you think about the mind of a person who is on like with pedophilia. It's all about a control thing, a domination thing. I don't think that the presence of a doll is going to give them what they want. My thing is, who is okay in this shit? Who said, is this food FDA? I mean, who says this is okay to do? This is not coming across in the voting ballot. Who says it's okay to make a fucking doll, put it out on the market, and this is what we feel like is going to help pedophiles? I mean, I don't think it's going to do anything. I don't really see the merit behind it because of the mind of a pedophile. Me, myself, I think it's offensive. I don't think it's going to work. I think it's a waste of money. I mean, but there's somebody out there that saw it, and they're going to order that doll. They're going to order that doll. So, hey.
Obviously.
What's your thought on it?
I feel like, you ever see a vegetarian, somebody who's a vegetarian, and they go and they eat food that is like substitute meat? Like, my father, he eats veggie burgers. He has the thing that it says he has veggie bacon. These are foods that is made to look and taste like meat, but they're not meat. And the psychological thing about it is he said that it gives you a taste, so it seems like you're not missing out on anything. So you're not missing out on meat. Years and years and years of since your mother had gave you solid food to eat up until like, I don't know what, about 54 years that you've been eating meat. So that meat taste is still in your mouth. That's how I feel about, you know, the pedophilia. No matter what they're doing, I think they're aiding these guys. I think it's not a cure. It's really not a cure. It's not a substitute. I feel like they're aiding it. You know what I'm saying? Because people, when you get these sex dolls, the mindset of these guys is when they buy sex dolls, if they can't actually function or deal with human women, so they need a substitute to make them feel like they're comfortable. So them buying these sex dolls that are looking like children negates the whole sexual predator thing with the courts. They're not touching nobody, but yet they still having sex with a doll that looks like a child. That's not curing their situation. I think that's aiding. I think that's a substitute for you actually, quote unquote, trying to, you know, get the real thing. That's just my take.
I think the motherfuckers are sick. They're gonna do.
To me,
it's like a practice thing. They're gonna sit there. They got these little dolls. They're gonna take and do whatever they're gonna do and practice on these dolls. But they're still going to, like, you know, like you were saying about the substitution of the meat being versus actual meat. They're still going to have a hunger and a thirst for that. I don't think that you just have to go to the top with it. Who the fuck is saying that this is okay to do? Who is giving this the green light? Somebody has to answer for it. How are they able to even put it into production is my thing.
Well, I think,
you know what I'm saying?
Well, I think the productions is actually in other countries. I don't think it's here in the United States yet. I think it's like maybe in like Russia or China. Speaking of China, they're doing, the scientists there is doing obscene things. Like another story is these Chinese scientists have actually cloned a mosquito monkey. And, you know, DNAs from different, you know, a Miskay monkey. It's a type of, you know, small little monkey. They're actually cloning these monkeys. And, you know, they take their gene splicing different other, you know, primates and everything like that. And they're now putting different, with stem cell research and everything, they're actually reconstructing and recreating these monkeys. They're test tube animals. And they said this is another step further of cloning humans. So they said they took the same exact 22 years ago that they cloned Dolly the sheep. If anybody don't know what Dolly the sheep is, 22 years ago there was a sheep that they cloned. And so they said this is the next step that's furthering human development as far as cloning. Why would they want to do that? Why would you want to clone? Like, I don't really understand what, like, these scientists, rather than going out and studying for, like, a cure for diseases and other things, these dudes cloning other things. Like, I don't really understand the whole concept of what these scientists around the world are doing, not just in the United States, but China, Russia, Germany. It's just doing. I think they're doing too much. Me personally,
To me, with the whole cloning thing and them being successful in doing so, to me, that's too close to playing God. That's just my opinion. I had my still to be nephew in law because he proposed to my niece. Shout out for that. But he was asking a question one day about, hey, how can you go out there and give plasma? And I told him, I said, nephew, don't do it because you'll fuck around. I don't play with none of that shit. You know, you fuck around and be on another part spectrum of the world that you ain't even been on before because you giving away your plasma. This is your DNA. These are things that people can put in places, things where you might not necessarily want to be. And I'm going to be honest, I don't put it past anybody to do that. Honey dear, we missed you, boo. How nice of you to join us.
What up?
What's going on? What's happening?
What's up, Miss Avian?
Hey, lots to talk about. You hear my voice fucked up again.
I can't
get it together. Can't get it together. Yes, they've been on. So we're going to talk. Go ahead. Y'all finish.
He was telling us the story about them successfully cloning those, you know what I'm saying, those little small whatever mm-hmm. kind of monkeys. But I was saying, my opinion, well, that's too close to playing God to me, because the humans are next. And I just don't think, it's some motherfuckers out here who you don't need a duplicate of. I'm going to be honest. It's a lot of motherfuckers mm-hmm. out here we don't need duplicates of. You know what I'm saying? And to
right.
me,
no,
that's
no.
a little bit too close to the edge for me. Go ahead.
Now, Niecy, what I brought up first before that was there's talk. I don't. You've probably seen it. But there is talk about they're actually coming out with sex dolls of children for people who are pedophiles.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
The
sex the whole thing that, you know, social media is going crazy about and everything like that. They are actually, if not in the United States, I know that for sure, but it's like in China or Russia, and they have created sex dolls for pedophiles.
Wow.
I did see that. They look like little kids, like a doll you give a kid.
Is that going to make them think that it's okay? You know what I'm saying? Like, what do they think? By having a doll, it's going to take their mind off of the human being. After they're after they're not getting all the satisfaction that they want, like, you know what I'm saying, the doll, the crying, the real tears, you know what I'm saying, the doll screaming about the pain, you know what I mean? What happens, you know, when a child is being molested? You know what I mean? All that type of shit. The things that that's turning a pedophile on is seeing the fright in a child. You know? I mean, that's what
right.
I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying.
Come on now. When they get finished with that, they're going to go really looking for the babies.
That's what I was
coming up with this shit?
That's what I was saying. Who was greenlighting this shit? Who was saying it's okay?
Freaky shit.
I compared it to, you know, when you have a person who's a vegan, and my father he's a vegetarian. I know there's a difference between vegan and vegetarians, but he's a vegetarian, and the type of food that he eats are substitute meat. So he'll eat veggie burgers. So he'll eat chicken nuggets that aren't really chicken; they're made from some type of other thing. Though he has turkey, I mean not turkey burger, but he has bacon that's vegetarian bacon, but it looks and tastes like real bacon. And the psychological thing to that is with the vegetarians, with the substitute meat, is they give you the visual, the imagery, and they give you the taste of real meat, but it's not real meat, because after how many years of a person been consuming meat, from the time that they was able to chew real food up until the time they chose not to eat it, they're still going to miss that taste of real meat. So in my thing with that
though,
is, I think that
real quick.
Go ahead,
Rapstar. Let's get to these lines real quick. You know what I'm saying? Somebody might have something they want to say.
Let's
see who chiming in about it. 540. You on with All Talk No Filter? What's the deal? How are you?
I'm doing fine. Smith Automatic Charismatic. I'm enjoying the vibe of the show. You know, learning
appreciate
some things
that.
As well. You know, and
good
y'all,
book.
What y'all saying is everything is just on point with, but you know, all this cloning is a bunch of bullshit. I think if they can find a clone, they can find disease, cure for a disease.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I think that
mm-hmm.
Them not finding a cure for a disease is a way to control the population.
Absolutely.
You're right. Absolutely right. Absolutely right.
Because to me, that's just like with cancer. I honestly think that there is a cure for cancer. However, the billions in revenue that it produces every year for the treatment of, to me, is worth more than them saying, okay, here you go, here's the cure for that. You know what I'm saying? So I absolutely believe that they can do things of that magnitude, and I just, the whole cloning thing, it's too far to me. That's just my opinion.
Yeah, definitely controlling how many people here. I'm like, you know, it's basically playing God, you know, so.
Right.
I mean.
To me, at the end of the day, it's bio warfare. If you think about it, every generation has something that they had to fear that took over. We went through the whole Ebola scare, Zika, and now with whatever the newest one is, you know, to me, it's a biological thing. You test these things, see how it affects people, animals, and then you put it into the air and just unleash it. And to me, every generation has. They go through fighting their warfare of population control, and I don't think that's ever going to stop. But add that to the list. But we appreciate you for chiming in on that. We appreciate the listeners, and, you know, if you guys got anything to say, just hit the one. We thank you for taking your time to tune in with us. You know what I'm saying? Stay all tuned. We gonna go ahead and, you know, we got to pay these bills. So we're going to get into a quick break, and we'll be back and get into that hot seat. Let's see what it do. Let's get off into this. Y'all out. Now, let me say this. I'm back early, y'all. You know, I don't like to be, you know, sloppy on breaks and things of that nature. We have yet to get into the critiquing of the music. We do a lot of indie music here, and that was a young lady named Rachel. And we had discussed we would do turn up or turn down. And I cut that off because that was a total fucking turn down. I'm sorry. I couldn't let it go on. Sometimes I go through the system and I just pick some things at random because I want the, you know, the artist to, you know, get their little shine. And, you know, a lot of people from all over listen to these broadcasts here at Dollhouse Radio. And I couldn't suggest, I couldn't. I'm going to leave it at that. So that was a total turn down. But anyway, we came back from break early, and we going to keep it pushing, man. We going to go ahead and get into this hot seat because we going to drop her ass in the hot seat too because, yeah, you don't stop that. But anyway, okay, Niecy Nash. I know most of us should be familiar with Niecy Nash because she's done some of everything and been in all kinds of different movies and oh, shit. Damn. Okay. Well, Rap Star has put out there real quick, you know, how he felt about the situation. But let me tell you, let me finish. She's in hot seat because she's under fire. And I do kind of understand this one. At the recent SAG Awards, there was a gentleman by the name of Sterling Brown. He's been in a lot of different movies. He's an upcoming actor, you know, doing his thing. But he was the first African-American male to get Outstanding Male Actor. So in the midst of them announcing the award, Niecy says to the co-host, if Sterling K. Brown gets it, can I be the one to announce it? So when the co-host asks, okay, that's fine, but why? She says because he's black. But you, if it's anybody white or Asian or anything like that, you can go ahead and do it. Now, Niecy, I thought that was some embarrassing shit. I think you was way out of pocket. That was, to me, the equivalent of when Taylor Swift was getting her award and Kanye dumbass ran up there and took that girl 15 seconds of fame by grabbing that mic and saying what he said. Niecy, your ass was wrong. You're in the fucking hot seat. Sit the fuck down. You just, Niecy Nash. Yeah, that's right. Not Honey Dip. Niecy Nash. Right. Niecy Nash, yeah. But I just think she was out of pocket for that, and I think that it was the wrong fire to light, because to me it just made her seem a little, I'm going to say the R word, racist. What y'all
ratchet.
Say? Yeah, light me up. Mm-hmm. You can say it on the line. If y'all got something to say on the line, you could listen. But if you got something to say, hit the one. If you hit it and you said something, hit it again, take it back and hit it. Let me know you got something to say. But you guys, lady, gentlemen, what do y'all think about that? Niecy?
If she acting like that and saying stuff like that, you know I'm over here. Sorry, y'all, but a little bit sidetracked, you know, trying to get it together. I got this flight, so, you know. I'm all over the place.
Right,
she wanted to present the world, I mean, the award to this guy just because he was black.
Yeah, she said.
Is that what it was?
When the co-host asked her why, if it was Sterling, does she specifically want to be the one to announce it that he was the winner? Her response was because he's black. But if you're somebody that's, you know, white, Asian, whatever, you can take care of that. I think that was so fucking uncouth. So fucking uncouth of her to do something.
I don't necessarily care for her. I think she's allowed now. But honestly, I would have to probably agree with her, because you don't have enough of us representing us. And as far as when you have a show that is multicultural and everything like that, it would be the same thing to where if it was like an Asian actor and, you know, let's say another Asian actor said, I want to present, you know, if he's winning, then I want to. That shows unity. There's not enough of us who is coming together and support one another. So I can understand for her saying, you know, I want to, if he wins, I want to, you know, because he's black. I'm black, he's black. We all got to support each other. I don't think there's nothing wrong with that.
But she didn't have to say
it like
that either. Just the comment to say because he's black, just like that. She could have just, you know, wanted to do it to be doing it and kept that to herself. You ain't got to comment because you're black or because they white or that's why I'm only doing it.
But how many times have there been an award ceremonies where there's been like maybe a black nominee and they didn't allow black people at all at certain events? That's where I'm looking at it. Like, you have a choice if you want to do that, but there was a certain time where black people wasn't even allowed in the front door.
Exactly.
So
I feel all that, but woulda, coulda, shoulda, if it was a fifth, we'd all be drunk, dog. Progress is part of stepping forward. We, on both sides of the water, gotta stop being petty, because at the end of the day, if the roles was reversed and that had been her being a white woman said, well, if it's such and such, I want to be the one to announce it. And then she asked her why. She said, oh, because he's a white man. It would have been hell to tell the motherfucking captain, baby. It would have imploded. Real talk. You know what I'm saying? No. If the situation had been, what would you have said? Would your stance have been the same? Devil's advocate on that. What's up?
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, yeah, it would have been some adverse effects, but at the same time, this been happening throughout, you know, entertainment. So why would it be a surprise?
Anything different?
It's like I was watching. It was like I was watching. It was just like I was watching a video of this woman when she was talking about Trump, and she was saying all of this racist stuff, you know, because Trump's in office, and racist white people, not all white people, racist white people feel like they get a voice now because this guy's in office. Now, everybody, every time there's a person who's saying something racist that people don't like, everybody get blown up and say, oh, why she has to do that? I'm like, listen, things haven't really changed that much. You still got black people who's getting killed by police. So as long as that stuff is still being happening to my black and brown brothers and sisters, I'm not gonna turn the other way or just gonna be like, oh well, you know, progress is progress, because we have nothing to progress for. All the injustice that's been going on with, we have nothing to progress on. So that's my own stand on it. We have nothing to progress. That's just me. That's just me. So I mean,
I ain't gonna say we have. I think we all have something to be able to step forward and say, in this area, I can do better. We can always do better. We can always reinvent the way we move, the way we think, the things that we do. I think as a people, and that's the only way that we're going to be able to try to come together on some consensus of some things. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
That's just my opinion on that one. You know what I'm saying? Honey Dip, what do you think about that?
Yes, we all need to pull it together and stand up for each other no matter what the situation is. You know? Especially for our people. Because we don't, and we really need to.
Like I said, I think, again, what was you going to say?
I mean, I feel
the same way. I feel like everybody is out, you know, everybody's out looking for their people and everything. It's time for us to stand up and say what we think. It might not be politically correct, but it's not, nobody else is being politically correct. So when we're not being politically correct, you know, I do agree if she wants to support the guy just because he's black, I feel like she has a right to, because media been supporting their own for so long. That's why you got split in Hollywood and black Hollywood. That's why you have a split mm-hmm. in the porn industry, and then you got the black porn industry. Mm-hmm. So you can't, mm-hmm. so that's just my whole thing, you know. I stand up for black, brown, and Native American, you know, rights, because these are all the injustice that is mixed in with me, and I see the struggle of my people on a daily basis. So when mm-hmm. I see somebody say, oh, you shouldn't say that because that might offend somebody, they didn't care about my feelings. They didn't care about my ancestors.
Exactly.
So why should I care about this?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. My opinion is, you know what I'm saying, to me it's not what you do, it's how you do what you do. That was a little sloppy. You know what I'm saying?
My thing
is, you know what the categories are. You know what you're going to announce. It's not like you get up there and you don't know. You might not know what's in the envelope, but you know what you're about to announce. So
mm-hmm.
my thing would have been, I would have pulled it to the back, you know, put it to the side in the back, like, hey, if the person is black, African-American, whatever piece you want to put on it, let me do the announcement. But for her to do it in that nature, and then for that to be her response on live TV, I think was a little
disrespectful.
Yeah,
yeah,
well,
just, you know what I'm saying?
Just,
it just wanted
mouth.
To look.
Like,
and that's real
yeah.
disrespectful.
Like, she got a big
that's
mouth.
That's the black people in general. Mm-hmm. Real disrespectful. And she ain't seen nothing wrong with it probably either.
I know. I mean, she was amused by herself. Of course, the audience was very caught off guard, and her co-host that was up there with her was very caught off guard. I mean, shit, I was caught off guard when she said, I'm like, I had a, bitch, what? Did she really just say that? Like, it just, that wasn't it, Niecy. That wasn't it, boo. You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't, you didn't do that right. You didn't do that right. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I
she
can't
could,
rock,
she
I can't
could
rock
definitely
with
get
you.
It more professional, but I understand the reason behind it. But she definitely could have, you know, cleaned it up a bit. But that's what I said. I don't like Niecy because I think she's a I think she's a big mouth. She's a loud mouth. I never liked her when I watched Reno 911.
Took it back to Reno 911.
I don't even feel she the same Niecy Nash as she was when she, you know what I'm saying, first got started. You know what I'm saying? She's not as funny as she used to be. You know, I don't know if she's running out of material or what, but she ain't about it like she used to be.
She'll be boycotting some in a minute. She'll be pulling the Monique, talking about some what she ain't get paid. But
boycott Comedy Central because that was trash right there, man.
Oh my God! Hey, speaking of doing messy shit, man, Wanda, I want to make sure I don't butcher this woman's last name. Chavaria, she was the clerk in the court office when Meek Mills was there for his probation. You did so. Everybody knows Meek Mills been going back and forth with these courts about this probation. Mm-hmm. So she felt the need to slide him a note. She slid him a note talking this woe is me thing about her son didn't have enough for the last semester of his tuition money.
Are you serious?
She says she don't have good credit. She wanted to know if Meek would help her secure the bag. Thoughts, please.
Oh, my God.
Ladies and gentlemen.
So you're going to kick her brother one down. The nigga's already down. He got paid lawyer fees. Now you're expecting him to pay it? Wow.
I'm asking for shit. She can't get him out. Bitch, can you get him out?
Yeah, she can get him out. She can get him out. I'd be like, take a shot.
You want him to do something for you, but you don't want to do nothing for him? Come on now. Bitch, you need to be trying to get him out.
Wow.
I mean, me, myself, and then my thing is, never leave a paper trail, people. What the fuck are you thinking? Like, if you just wanted to slide in his ear, maybe lean over like you was, you know, trying to, I don't know. But now he has proof that this woman straight trying to get money from me. I can't see her having a job because you fired. You're fucking fired. Mm-hmm. You didn't ask this man to help. You giving him, talking about your credit line, how she don't have the credit. Girl, you drove like a semi. You heard me. You was so trifling. You made everybody look bad, boo. You made everybody look bad. Mm-hmm. I don't know what you was thinking. I don't know what crossed your mind at that moment that you thought it was okay on the job to ask this man, can you give me some money for my son to help him go through school because he don't have the money. I don't have the money, and my credit fucked up. I'm just saying. I'm not judging.
That was ignorant on her behalf. She deserved not to have a job.
She's definitely opportunist.
And I'm wondering how many other people that came through there that she done tried that with, though. Because it ain't no, you know what I'm saying?
That's
maybe
crazy.
It's some other people that came through there and she done, because Meek Mill, I mean, he's not, I'm sorry, this is my opinion, he's not the creme de la creme. And I know it's some people that probably done came through there that was a higher stature on the hip-hop pole. I'm just saying. So
well,
I'm trying to
sure
say, I wonder, like,
if it has happened, you know, when one person releases a statement saying that somebody did some shit, you know they come in a pack. So, you know, when he let them know that he received that note, the rest of them going to line up and start talking about if they got notes too. This bitch trying to get money.
Hey, I don't know. I don't know what she was thinking. That's like, come on, put something on his commissary. Pack, put something on his books. I'm just
saying,
I don't know what she was thinking. Hopefully after this she'll still have a job, because I think it's a lot of things she's going to be short on if she end up losing this job because she did something dumb of that nature. But anyway, man, we're going to go ahead and slide into a quick break and come back with them honey dip thoughts. You know what I'm saying? Honey dip might give us a little post-AVN action. You know what I'm saying? We're going to see what it do. Let's get some of Lady Rebecca Jade. And I know this is going to be better. Mm. I don't know what that was. I just don't know. But anyway, Lady Rebecca J. Gallagher, let's go. Dollhouse. That was Lady Rebecca J. Galaxy, another lovely indie artist here at Dollhouse Radio. If you're just tuning in, you're right here with All Talk No Filter on the one and only Dollhouse Radio, 646-595-4038. Push one if you got something to say. Move on to them honey dip thoughts. Niecy Honey Dip, what's good, boo?
What's going on? Hello, hello.
So I'm gonna be moving around a little. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So I'm sorry, but I'm gonna be moving around just a little bit while I'm doing this because I'm trying to get dressed. So I can get ready to get on out of Vegas. So ABN was cool, even though I got there very late. My fucking flight got canceled halfway in between my traveling. Everything worked out, you know I'm really ready to go in, though. I wasn't too happy with the BBW situation where they didn't actually acknowledge us.
Wow.
Didn't even post it. Didn't do any of that. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. I mean, you know, I was on the red carpet, of course. The pictures are up on Instagram. They will be up on Facebook. Thank you. My motherfucking feet felt like I had fire shooting out of them because I was standing up. We had to stand up outside for like 2 hours, damn near an hour inside, and the red carpet was long as fuck. But it was a wonderful experience, and I appreciated being nominated and all of that. You know, everybody is like, that's like one, you know, I mean, an AVN nomination is like, you know, the top of the creme, you know. So it was wonderful. Now let's get into this bullshit.
That one left quickly.
So I, you know what I'm saying? I gotta hurry and finish getting dressed. So I happened to be checking online and I saw the conversation from the big bag of assorted raggedy ass, nobody having neither ovary six bitch. Karma. DJ Digger's so called assistant. Bitch, first of all, I'm not on this show to promote myself, okay? Why you talking about some shit you don't know about? Bitch, you need to worry about getting them ovaries together. This show is not for, excuse me?
I said, oh,
wow.
Get them ovaries together. Bitch, I got 3 kids. You need to hurry up and try to have one. So raggedy looking ass. Anyway, talking shit again. Motherfucker, you're mad because your boss is mad because I wasn't returning his phone call. Motherfucker, I want nothing to do with you. Let's get that understood. And once again, get into getting the motherfucking ovaries together, bitch, so you can have a baby and stop worrying about what the fuck I got. This show is not to just to promote because I'm Niecy, or to promote because I do porn. Don't get it fucked up. I didn't come on this show just for an interview. This isn't for an interview. Bitch, I'm a motherfucking co-host of this show. So I talk about what the fuck I want to talk about. Now, you ain't got to be scared. And bitch, you ain't, listen, he know my address. So talking about, oh, you're not scared. You don't have to be scared, bitch. But trust and believe, I'm the right one for your box of assorted-ass cookie-looking bitch.
So for the people who are just now tuning in, let them know what's going, how did this get started? Like, what's going on? So they understand why you're going
on. It got started because I started dealing with this little nigga named DJ Digger. Never had a sexual encounter, of course not. You know, I'm sure he has had plenty of sexual encounters in his mind of me. You know what I'm saying? According to him saying he has, you know, all that jerking off he was doing. You know, but this woman who I'm talking about is his assistant. Now I only listened to the first maybe 10 minutes of their show because I was fucking sleepy. I've had a long weekend. And, bitch, I'm working, too. And I can do what I want to do on my part of this segment because I'm a grown-ass woman, and that's what they asked me to do.
speak on what's going on, and what I, my part is to speak on what's going on in my life. If you don't like it, fat ass, why you talking about my motherfucking graphics designer? If you don't like it, bitch, talking to call the motherfucker Fat Albert. Bitch, can you see your pussy? Bitch, can you see your pussy? I bet I know where mine at. But me dealing with him and him being mad because I won't answer my phone, dude, you're not worth my time. You're the one texting me and kept everybody unseen it, the screenshots. Let's not forget it, fucked up and forget. And yes, my graphics designer did put out that meme of your motherfucking ass, DJ Digga. Because it's true. You said it. All he did was put it down. You the one said all this shit, and he put the meme out there. Don't get mad at me. You can't get mad at him. You said it in your show. You fucked yourself. But, bitch, you'll never fuck me. Now, I told you.
At the end of the day,
if
you
want me to
come
for the juggler, I will. If you want me to come for the juggler, and this is just going to be the real part. That was a little snippet last week. But I'll be back next Sunday for the real shit. Don't forget, we got all the screen. See, one thing about me, there's no secrets in my life. Nothing is a secret. So when you talk about me, remember, you're the one that was doing pillow talking without a pillow with that damn case you got going on. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-oh.
Don't you forget I know about Philadelphia.
Uh-oh.
Don't you forget.
Uh-oh. Wait, hold on. Ooh, wait a minute. Hold on. Calm down. All right, let's get to the line. Let's get to the line. Let's get to the line. 716. You on? I'll talk on filter.
Yo, I'm on. Am I on?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Am I on?
Yeah.
What's good, Mr. J? What's up, everybody? What's poppin'?
What's up? How are you?
Yeah, I'm on. It's bigger. You already know what time it is. Man, listen, man. I done heard a whole bunch of craziness. I guess they got a bag of charcoal looking bitch talking crazy on me, though. Let's see. The joint built like a refrigerator talking on me, though. I never knew fat people could talk about other fat people. How is that possible?
This dude say, I never knew fat people could talk about other fat people's shit. What?
Hold on.
Wow.
I heard you like Fat Albert. I said, word? Hey, man. That's what she coming out with? Hey. Man, she looking like a bag of groceries gone wrong. She's like spoiled milk in his face.
I mean, that's just like black people talk about other black. Everybody talks about them within eight. Everybody talks shit about one another. It's okay.
Yeah.
Up your skin like leather.
We could.
Yeah, but the difference between me and her is the difference between me and her is I'll put your shit out there. I'll put your shit out there.
It's all jokes at the end of the day, bro.
The difference between this regular stuff, hold on, big, the different thing is that they are all high levels of industry, and some are higher statures than other, Nisi. But you know, it's a mess right now, and people bring things on themselves. There was an agreement that was put in place, and somebody broke the agreement. That's how things got started.
Mm-hmm.
So when it comes to business, hold it down. If you have an agreement, don't stand back on it, because when the fire get hot, you're looking for a bailout, like you in the government. No, you're not getting that.
You're exactly a bailout.
But right now, it's still business right now. I mean, like I told him, it's going to be jokes now. So we're going to go at this built wrong bitch, and we're going to go at the little nigga, lame nigga, hard like you had players like nigga. But, bro, you was going to eat her out, and she's getting fight though. How is that possible? You're not a player. You a clown, bro. You got to move around out here, nigga.
Yeah,
so, listen, whoever gave you a player, you need to vote.
DJ Digga didn't realize the whole time I was showing all the fucking text messages, the inboxes. Oh, yeah, let's not forget I got something on recording. Let's not forget that. Like I said, this is really just part one. I told you I'm going to go for the juggler, and I'm not playing until I get it all. When I'm satisfied, I'm going to be done. I'm just out of town. But when I get back home, next show, it's on and popping.
When you're doing your dirt, don't leave that paper trail, because people, you can't hide nothing. You can't go back on the people. They're screenshotting, they're recording.
Right.
Just watch what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? Care. That's silly on you.
Because he's a sad player. He's not really one. He's not a real player. He's a clown.
When he said my name and tried to say, like, I'm some thirsty type of bitch, nigga, I can get more bitches than you can. Trust and believe that. And niggas, too. You know what I'm saying?
I don't believe that, too.
I mean, let's not get it fucked up. I mean, it's obvious your wife had to go and pick up bitches for you and her. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Let's not forget these things that I know why you do pillow talking without a pillow.
Pillow talking without a pillow. He didn't even have a travel pillow.
When a man's wife, that's crazy when a man's wife step off with the next bitch. What that tell you what kind of man you are? You can't eat pussy good enough? That's what's wrong? I know where the hell I'd have stayed in the motherfucker all of them years, but she really rather than with a woman.
Hey, I'm gonna say this real quick. Hey, this is like a Zimmerman thing. This right here is worldwide from one end to the other. And if I know you hearing this. I know one of your affiliates, somebody is hearing this. So I'm knowing. Why ain't you trying to say your piece? And you know what I'm saying? Because you're getting slaughtered, my dude. So silence tells volumes. You're not saying nothing. So it must be some truth to what's going on. That's all I'm saying.
I'm global. I'm global. Know that. And all this shit that's been trying to say, I heard something about I had her page, something about her name or something. Bitch, why you saying all that? Hold the whole time I've been motherfucking traveling. I was stuck in fucking Chicago over fucking night. My motherfucking Facebook's, both of them been motherfucking blocked. And I'm pretty sure, you know what I'm saying, that blockage came from your fat, assorted bag-looking motherfucking ass. Bitch, worry about them ovaries so you can hold a baby in that belly. Worry about them ovaries. Get them bitches fit. Get on top of that job. Listen, ask your boy. Hey. All my shit worked. That's why he kept begging to run up in this motherfucking good, wet, juicy pussy without a condom. Ask him that. How many times I'm telling? Oh no, nigga, we using a condom, bitch. I got that. Don't forget, I got the screenshots.
We gonna leave it at screenshots. Thank you for calling in on that though, Bigger. Go ahead and drop them handles, man. If people need to get at y'all, let them know how to get at you, because they might want to slide in the DM.
Yeah, ladies first.
Niecy, Honey Dip, on everything. Can't get me confused, you know. I'm everywhere. I'm around, and I'm working.
Rap Star.
Hey, yo, it's your boy Rap Star. You can hit me up on Twitter. You can hit me up on my personal Cameron Cortez. You can hit me up on my fan page, The Resurrection of Hip Hop, Rap Star, a.k.a. Hurricane Cam. Hit me up on YouTube, Rap Star 412. My latest single, Lyrical Addiction, just hit 5,000K views. Check that shit out. And also, you can hit me up on Twitter at RatStar412. You know what it is, man.
Hey, that's what it do. Hey, we global, baby. Hey, we here each and every Sunday for your pure entertainment purposes. You know what I'm saying? We still got calls out there on the line, man. We didn't get to you this week. We here next week. I apologize about that, but we got to get on up out of here. Let's go and get that rap star. Mama Lisa, take us on out, baby. We see you next week. Let's go, dog. Ho. Let's get it.
Waiting for me to get it in. From the back of your man, you think I wanna hit and quit. You dealing with it, catching younger with a lot of hunger. Your heart is on the line and that's a whole lot of pressure. My intentions are good, my intentions are pure. We can go further, only if you're sure. You think I'm laying game, but I ain't playing with you. Looking at you, DaVinci couldn't paint a perfect picture. We had computer love and the block of something special. And every time I hear you, I wanna be next to you. I got the pen in the pen to tell you how I feel. Now I'm putting it down to show you what is real. Get my Mona Lisa, Lisa, Lisa. All you listen to me without you, ain't no way of winning. Us with clothes on this, a way of sinning. So let's take the clothes off like it was the very beginning. You my Mona Lisa, 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 Mona Lisa. You know I need ya, need ya, need ya. Yeah, I need ya. I'm digging your style, and mama, you a worker. Did you believe me when I take your picture perfect? You my Mona Lisa, 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 Mona Lisa. You know I need ya, need ya, need ya. Yeah, I need ya. Digging your style, and mommy, you a worker. So you should believe me when I say your picture perfect. Soft strokes from my brush, that will make it ass. Blowing curves from my wrist, that will make it fast. My signature on the bottom, that will make it mad. Your mixed heritage, that will make me so fan. We on the phone talking like for hours. Intimate conversation, have brains of organs, big showers. Booty Guadale on it, dressing Gucci and Gabbana. If I could, I would dress you in all Prada. I know at times you feel a little insecure. Look to me, I'm the one that protects all things natural. I like the way we play to get the game. And you tell me to do it again. You're my motivation from my artistic ability. More than sexual, you're like the best friend of me. In the bed with the rose petals, come lay with me. Jiggling, baby.
Go ahead, sir.
You're my Mona Lisa, 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 Mona Lisa. You know I need ya, need ya, need ya. Yeah, I need ya. I'm digging your style, I'm mama, you are worth it. So you should believe me when I say your picture perfect. You're my Mona Lisa, 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 Mona Lisa. You know I need ya, need ya, need ya. Yeah, I need ya. I'm digging your style, and mama, you are worth it. So you should believe me when I say your picture perfect.
All talk, no filter. Dollhouse Radio.